Federal agencies celebrate Pride Month with Progress Pride Flag. By Hannah Blow on June 1, 2023. Several federal agencies are celebrating Pride Month with gushy social media posts featuring the Progress Pride Flag, which features added colors to include transgender individuals and minorities who feel excluded from the ever-growing acronym. June 1 marks the first day of what society has deemed Pride Month, commemorating the 1969 Stonewall riots. It has since turned into a widespread celebration of non-heterosexual preferences and is actively embraced by businesses and other facets of society. The LGBT agenda has been pushed particularly hard by department stores, such as Target, even offering transgender swimsuits for adults as well as an array of Pride-themed children's items. But it is also being embraced by President Joe Biden's federal agencies. June marks hashtag Pride Month. We recognize the perseverance of those who continue to stand and push for the equal rights of all LGBT+ persons globally. LGBT+ rights are human rights, the State Department wrote on social media, posting an image of the Progress Pride flag for the sake of further inclusivity. The Department of Justice celebrates lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex hashtag Pride Month, the department wrote, also including the colors light pink, light blue, black, and brown to make up the Progress Pride flag. The Transportation Department, led by Pete Buttigieg, declared that USTD is proud to stand with the LGBT+ community. The post featured raised fists as a sign of solidarity. Everyone in the school community should feel valued for who they are and free to be their authentic self, the U.S. Department of Education said in a social media post, adding, our message to LGBT+ students, teachers, and staff as we begin hashtag Pride Month, Ed has got your back. The post contains an image of a cartoon hand holding the transgender flag, and the department also changed its profile picture to feature colors of the Progress Pride flag in the background as well. The U.S. Department of Energy also made it clear that it is proud to celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. At the Department of Labor, we are proud to support the ongoing generational work required to ensure that everyone enjoys the full promise of equity, dignity, protection and freedom, at work and beyond. The Department of Labor wrote in a post, encouraging everyone to read President Biden's Pride Month proclamation. It also embraced the Progress Pride flag colors. Notably, Biden's proclamation criticizes states that have made moves to protect gender-confused children from life-altering surgeries in the unscientific name of gender affirmation. The Department of Agriculture also changed its logo and wrote a post reading, throughout June, we celebrate the achievements and resiliency of the LGBT+ community. USDA is committed to building cultural competency in our workforce, working to move the needle for LGBT+ equality for our employees and the public we serve. Happy Pride Month, it exclaimed. Federal agencies are not the only entities going out of their way to celebrate Pride. Some professional sports teams have done so as well. The Washington Commanders, for example, changed its logo to feature rainbow colors, telling followers love is love. The Detroit Lions acted in a similar manner. A 2023 Gallup poll shows 7.2% of U.S. adults identify as something other than heterosexual, doubling from the 3.5% who identified as such in 2012. Notably, just 0.6% identify as transgender.